part of Florida has caused a plague that seems like a prophecy out of the Bible. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
There's a toad infestation in a Florida suburb. Thousands of poisonous cane toads showed up late last week in Palm Beach Gardens. This resident can't believe how many there are.
We're always going to have toads and we're always going to have frogs, but this is just outrageous.
The residents are concerned about the toxins secreted by the toads.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
If you compare the price of oil, almost $60 a barrel earlier last week, to what it was back at Christmas when it was $42 a barrel, well, you can understand why we're paying more for gasoline now, as we hear from John Clemens.
Dan McTagg of GasBuddy.com tells us gasoline is up to over $2.62 a gallon.
We've actually seen gas prices move up over 8 cents a gallon, 8.3 cents to be specific, from this time last week. If you go to this time last month, gasoline was almost 23 cents a gallon cheaper.
McTagg tells us gasoline may go even higher.
We're heading towards the potential, towards Memorial Day perhaps, of as much as $3 a gallon.
Flights continue to get canceled due to the grounding of Boeing 737 MAX aircraft. Yesterday, the world's largest airline, American, announced it will be canceling 90 flights a day through April 24th. Previously, it had planned to cancel flights only through March 28th. And the San Antonio City Council says no to opening a Chick-fil-A in its international airport, a decision that comes with a 6-4 vote led by opposition to the chicken chain's donations to groups that some say have a record of anti-LGBTQ discrimination, specifically the Salvation Army, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and the Paul Anderson Youth Home. And CEO Dan Cathy's past support for defining marriages between a man and a woman also played a role. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz blasting the decision. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you are here with Get Healthy Hunterdon, and this is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington. Let's take a look and see what the weather is like for this afternoon. Mostly cloudy with a high near 53 degrees. North wind around 6 miles per hour. Tonight, a chance of showers, mainly before 7 p.m. Cloudy during the early evening, then gradually clearing with a low around 27 degrees. North wind 5 to 8 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is a low 30%. Tuesday, sunny with a near high of 44. North wind around 9 miles per hour. Tuesday night, clear with a low around 25 degrees, north wind 5 to 7 miles per hour. And on Wednesday, sunny with a high near 47 degrees, northwest, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming light and variable in the morning, mostly clear with a low around 28 degrees on Wednesday. Thursday, high near 57 degrees. Friday, high near 65 degrees. Friday night, getting a little cooler. So we can see that these temperatures are all over this map and all. Just incredible in as far as how, where, and why things are happening and all. So we've got quite a span. And we will be right back.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back here with Get Healthy Hunterdon, sponsored by Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most advanced and progressive healthcare program that you can get. Today, we're going to be talking about something that we've started using in the office and have had some pretty amazing results, and it's called PEMF, or Pulsed Electromagnetic Fields. Now, as many of you are aware of or not aware of and stuff, Mother Earth here has a certain energetic or energy field, and that's sort of what keeps us grounded. Have you ever noticed the difference on how you feel when you're out down along the shore and you're walking along the beach in bare feet and getting in contact with good old Mother Earth versus walking around with leather shoes or sneakers on pavement or sidewalks made of cement and impervious materials and all? What this is called is called Schumann's energy, and it's anywhere between 7 and 8 what they call Tesla units of measurement and all. And what we've been noticing over the course of many, many years is that there's been some fluctuation with it, up and down, up and down, and they're suggesting many, many different possibilities, but this could be due to why the human population is becoming more out of sorts than what it used to be when, you know, we were barefooted or we were walking on earth a little bit more and all. So I thought it would be an interesting topic to kind of take a look at and all. And because we have a device now in the office there at Nutrimost of Flemington, so anybody who would like to come in and check it out, we'll be having it there for people to see and utilize and get the difference. So just what exactly is this pulsed electromagnetic field good for, and what can you do it, use it for, and how can you use it? So why is it that so many different illnesses have been reportedly treated, although seemingly mysterious, with this master pulsed electromagnetic therapy called PEMF? Professor Holger Hahnemann of Switzerland states, "This is now easy to understand when you keep in mind that many illnesses are the results of the same basic dysfunction. Every illness is a bioenergetic or electrical breakdown of the organism. It is a sign that the cells have been deprived of energy and the defense mechanism weakened. It is then the task of pulse electromagnetic therapy, PEMF, to remove the blockages that get in the way of what we consider to be normal function. Pulse electromagnetic therapy, PEMF, is believed to work by," is the major question, just how does it work? Science teaches us that everything is energy. Energy is always dynamic and therefore has a frequency. It changes by the second or the minute or the nanosecond. All energy is electromagnetic in nature. All atoms, chemicals, and cells produce electromagnetic fields. Every organ in the body produces its own signature bioelectromagnetic field. Science has proven that our bodies actually project their own magnetic field and that all 70 trillion cells in the body communicate via electromagnetic frequency. Nothing happens in the body without an electromagnetic exchange. When the electromagnetic activity of the body ceases, so does life. Increasing blood flow and oxygen to all areas of the body, increased blood flow produces higher levels of the anti-inflammatory white blood cells, and the more densely oxygen-saturated red blood cells to the damaged area, whilst at the same time removing toxins more readily, which can also be a cause of the pain. Result of healing process is more efficient then. So what we're looking at is post-electromagnetic field stimulates stem cell activity, which encourages them to morph into specialized cells. White blood cells are formed to fight infection. Red blood cells are formed, whose job it is to carry oxygenated blood to bodily tissues and organs. Platelet cells help the healing process by clotting the blood when wounds occur. So, this is to basically provide a basic understanding of how magnetic fields, especially post-electromagnetic fields, work in the body. In addition to these basic balancing actions, magnetic fields also help with many other functions and conditions, and new ones are discovered regularly. Some of these other actions include reducing muscle tension, improving tissue healing, reducing pain, increasing energy, improving clotting factors, slowing the development of arthritis, stimulating the immune system, helping the body to detoxify, improving the uptake of nutrients, reducing blood pressure, helping nerve function, helping liver function, balancing the acupuncture meridians, improving sleep, making soft tissue more flexible, and reducing arthritic changes, to name just a few. When a magnetic field is present in the blood, toxins in the tissues are drawn out as the magnetized blood passes through the tissues. The toxins are then carried to the liver for detoxification and on to the kidneys for excretion. The science of magnetic therapy indicates that two vital things happen when pulse electromagnetic fields are applied to the skin. To keep you in suspense, we're going to take a little commercial break, and we'll be right back for those two vital conditions.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back again at Get Healthy Hunterdon with Dr. Miola, and we are sponsored by Nutrimost of Flemington. So before break, we were talking about the science of magnet therapy, and it indicates that two vital things happen when pulsed electromagnetic field is applied to the skin. Number one, or first, the soft tissue will lengthen and will help to relax a muscle or the ligament that is damaged or traumatized. It will work in an area and depth directly proportional to the type and strength of the pulsed electromagnetic field used. Depending on the strength, you can affect the change to a radius of between 3 to 5 inches and to a similar depth. Secondly, as the tissue relaxes, more oxygen and blood flow is able to gain access to the damaged site. And so it enters the damaged area with increasing magnitude. This effect can be seen in as far as using thermal magnetography or thermal imaging techniques. Increased circulation. One of the most basic functions magnetic fields have in the body is to increase circulation. How, you ask? When a cell, such as a red blood cell, is injured or traumatized, it does not hold its ideal charge. This causes red cells to stick together, making circulation slow. Red blood cells respond to pulsed electromagnetic fields. Before pulsed electromagnetic therapy was done to cells, this is what is known as the coin roll formation effect, where strings of red blood cells stick together. This greatly reduces the available surface area of the red blood cells and in turn their capacity to absorb energy and nutrients to transport around the body. Following pulsed electromagnetic field therapy, the cells have now separated and are free to absorb more energy and oxygen and take on more nutrients to transport around the body. This means that they can take the maximum amount of oxygen from the lungs and nutrients to the cells in the body, participating particularly those in need of regeneration and repair, and remove toxins and carbon dioxide more efficiently. Red cells, therefore, increase circulation. In addition, pulsed electromagnetic fields increase various chemicals in the blood vessels, walls, that cause the blood vessels to dilate or grow larger, improving the amount of blood flowing through the vessels and therefore increasing the amount of oxygen delivered to the tissues. So when a magnetic field is placed over a blood vessel, the influence of the field will cause a positive and negative ions. For example, that would be sodium and calcium, to bounce back and forth between the sides of the vessel, creating flow currents in the moving blood, not unlike those in a river. See? The combination of the electromagnetic force, altered ionic pattern, and the currents causes blood vessel dilation or blood vessels to dilate or open up with a corresponding increase in blood flow. Poor circulation makes tissue unhealthy and prone to disease and breakdown. Improvement causes an increase in circulation, helps tissues get the nutrients and oxygen they need while expelling the waste they produce. Good circulation helps with tissue healing and regeneration. The result of improved circulation is the reduction of swelling and the removal of bruising. The following symptoms can indicate poor circulation of the legs or peripheral artery disease. Wounds that heal slowly or poorly. Legs that are cooler in temperature than the arms. Skin on your legs that is shiny. Decreased pulse in your feet. Hair loss on legs. Legs that have pain, fatigue, or a feeling of heaviness. Leg muscles that are cramped or uncomfortable. And you ask, how do magnetic fields affect the cells? All cells in the body share common components, regardless of their type. One of the common constitutions of cells are ions. Ions are positively and negatively charged particles that conduct electromagnetic pulses from within the cells. The electromagnetic pulses allow the cells to function. Without ions, a cell cannot live. In a field of healthy cells, the ions are distributed around the cells with all of their positive ions on one side and the negative ions on the opposite side. The ions which live outside of the cells in the tissue will align with those inside of the cells so that opposing poles are touching. Within the cell walls, in a healthy cell, the ions are distributed around the cells with all of the positive ions on one side and the negative ions on the opposing side. The ions which live outside of the cell in the tissue will align with those inside of the cell so that opposing poles are together with the cell membrane between them. This allows fluid, oxygen, and nutrients, called fluid exchange, to move freely in and out of the cells while maintaining the natural balance within the cell. It's called homeostasis. Ionic distribution in healthy cells, disease cells, and magnetic influenced cells. In a diseased or injured cell, the positive and negative ions do not stay on opposing sides of the cell. They are distributed and scattered randomly around the cell. At the same time, the ions on the outside of the cell membrane also become scattered as they try to find their opposing pole. This results in cellular imbalance. Extra fluid from the tissues outside the cell is able to penetrate the cell, which in turn pushes vital nutrients, hormones, and electrolytes, the salts, out of their cells. The cell's ability to function is greatly reduced and cellular degeneration begins, which, if not corrected, will lead to cell dying. When a pulsed electromagnetic field is applied over an injured, diseased area, the magnetism penetrates into the tissue and surrounds the damaged cell. The magnetic field that is created around the outside of the cell will push the ions, both inside and outside, back into alignment. The result is that the ions once again return to their correct position within the cell. The extra fluid that has penetrated the cell is pushed out, and this is done through osmosis or diffusion, and returned to the surrounding tissue. The cell regains its naturally healthy balance, and any damage is repaired over a period of days. So that's an interesting pathway that occurs on that goes comings and goings. Inflammation is a very, very dangerous thing to have. It can lead to cardiovascular disease, Alzheimer's, diabetes 2, arthritis, autoimmune disease, neurological diseases, pulmonary diseases, even cancer. This research can extend way beyond cancer into anti-aging, pain management, injury recovery, and more, similar to the pulsed electricity being utilized and tested at Old Dominion University. Many private wellness centers are starting to use pulsed electromagnetic field therapy for similar goals. It's component of inflammation. So decreases inflammation. Normally an injured site, whether from arthritis, torn muscle, or any other condition, will be surrounded by inflammation. It's the body's natural reaction. This can compromise or be composed of lactic acid, calcium, and other deposits. Basically, the site is hot with acidity. The increases in oxygen and blood flow brings with it increased alkalinity. This neutralizes the acidity, allowing the body to recommence its own healing abilities. Magnets merely encourage this in a truly dramatic way. Inflammation is a physiological process initiated by the body to repair cellular damage in tissues by increasing the blood flow to the damaged areas and increasing the number of good cells. The process of inflammation is generated and supported by the interaction of a number of immune cell types with other cell types, playing a regulatory role in the effects. Inflammation is a necessary and beneficial process, but it often persists longer than conditions necessary, resulting in chronic inflammation. So he wants to run off here to NASA and show him some stuff here that they've been working on. NASA has invested $3.5 million into $3.5 million into 4 years of magnetic therapy study. What did NASA's study conclude? Magnetic therapy is effective in healing refractory broken bones, bones that are unable to heal despite repeated surgical procedures. NASA also found magnetic therapy is successful in developing tissue for transplantation, repairing traumatized tissue, and stepping back, and moderating some neurodegenerative diseases such as Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. Lastly, previous studies also suggest that pulse electromagnetic field might be useful in the treatment of muscle disorders. And we are going to continue that with a little break here.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders takes her first direct questions from reporters since the release of the Robert Mueller Russia probe summary by Attorney General William Barr.
We absolutely know and have said for over 2.5 years there was no collusion. Now Bob Mueller is also saying the same thing.
Sanders even says the president is willing to see the entire report released publicly, though there are concerns that must first be addressed.
Making sure things like executive privilege and sources and methods and things like that are protected. And that's why the attorney general will look at this and make the best decision, not just for this president, but for America.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is about to meet with President Trump in the Oval Office, but the prime minister is cutting his visit to Washington short to return to Israel following a Gaza rocket attack on Tel Aviv. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Fred Dwyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn. It's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
A new caravan of migrants is reportedly moving through Mexico now towards the U.S. The National Migration Institute says about 1,200 migrants from Central America and Cuba had already crossed from Guatemala into Mexico when they decided to form an actual caravan over the weekend. New England Patriots star tight end Rob Gronkowski has announced he's retiring from football. The 29-year-old Gronk ends a 9-year career. Inclement weather in one part of Florida has caused a plague that seems like a prophecy out of the Bible. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
There's a toad infestation in a Florida suburb. Thousands of poisonous cane toads showed up late last week in Palm Beach Gardens. This resident can't believe how many there are.
We're always going to have toads and we're always going to have frogs, but this is just outrageous.
The residents are concerned about the toxins secreted by the toads.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
If you compare the price of oil, almost $60 a barrel earlier last week, to what it was back at Christmas when it was $42 a barrel, well, you can understand why we're paying more for gasoline now, as we hear from John Clemens.
Dan McTague of GasBuddy.com tells us gasoline is up to over $2.62 a gallon.
We've actually seen gas prices move up over 8 cents a gallon, 8.3 cents to be specific, from this time last week. If you go to this time last month, gasoline was almost 23 cents a gallon cheaper.
McTague tells us gasoline may go even higher.
We're heading towards the potential, towards Memorial Day perhaps, of as much as $3 a gallon.
Flights continue to get canceled due to the grounding of Boeing 737 MAX aircraft. Yesterday, the world's largest airline, American, announced it will be canceling 90 flights a day through April 24th. Previously, it had planned to cancel flights only through March 28th. And the San Antonio City Council says no to opening a Chick-fil-A in its international airport, a decision that comes with a 6-4 vote led by opposition to the chicken chain's donations to groups that some say have a record of anti-LGBTQ discrimination, specifically the Salvation Army, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and the Paul Anderson Youth Home. And CEO Dan Cathy's past support for defining marriages between a man and a woman also played a role. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz blasting the decision. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
And we are back at Get Healthy 100 and sponsored by Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's amazing health care and weight loss program. Have you had a few extra pounds put on during the past winter time? Are you tired of trying those yo-yo diets or going to the gym and not getting anywhere? You need to come into the office, get a body composition analysis scan, see where your hydration, your visceral fat, your body fat, and your BMI is, as well as to see just how fast your body is actually aging metabolically versus chronologically. Then get a customized designed weight loss and health program. We're going to take a look at proteins, vegetables, and fruits that are going to put your body back into harmony, things you're going to drink back into harmony, and things you think back into harmony. All along this route, you'll be accompanied and coached by excellent healthcare providers, and there's always a doctor available for questions and answers. Stop by at 174 North Route 31, Flemington, New Jersey, for your beginning of a healthy new you. So as we were talking about pulsed electromagnetic fields, are incredible devices that can really help you do a mirage of different things. In a diseased or injured cell, the positive and negative ions do not stay on opposing sides of the cells. They are disrupted and scattered randomly around the cell. At the same time, the ions on the outside of the cell become scattered as they try to find their opposing pole, thus resulting in cellular imbalance. Extracellular fluid from the tissues outside the cell is able to penetrate the cell, which in turn pushes vital nutrients, hormones, and electrolytes, salts, out of the cell. The cell's ability to function is greatly reduced and cellular degeneration begins, which, if not corrected, will lead to cell death. When a pulse electromagnetic field is applied over an injured area, a diseased area as we will call it, the magnetic penetrates into the tissues and surrounding damaged cells. The magnetic field that is created around the outside of the cell will pull the ions, both inside and outside, back into alignment. The result is that the ions once again return to their correct position within the cell. The extra fluid that has penetrated the cell is pushed out through the process of osmosis or diffusion and returned to the surrounding tissues. The cell regains its natural healthy balance, and any damage is repaired over a period of days as opposed to months. This search can extend way beyond cancer into anti-aging, pain management, injury recovery, and more. Similar to the pulse electromagnetic electricity being utilized and tested at Old Dominion University, many private wellness centers are starting to use the pulse electromagnetic field therapy, the PEMS, for similar goals. It's actually nothing new. NASA has used pulse electromagnetic fields for years. In fact, they've already invested $3.5 million into future research of pulse electromagnetic field therapy studies. NASA has developed its own PEMF devices that are being used to reverse bone loss experienced by the astronauts in outer space due to their loss of Mother Earth's electromagnetic field. Plus, electromagnetic field therapy can be utilized to heal broken bones that were unable to heal despite repeated surgical attempts. NASA has also found pulse electromagnetic fields work for repairing traumatized tissue and for developing tissues for transplantation. Pulse electromagnetic fields don't just benefit astronauts, obviously. Get ready to see that this therapy much more commercialized for healing muscle disease, osteoporosis, depression, inflammation, weight loss, anti-aging, and much more. You may not find the pulse electromagnetic field in your local hospital or doctor's office yet, since the medical industry complex in the USA is more into treating symptoms and disease and disorders rather than healing folks. But wellness centers like Nutrimost of Flemington and are utilizing the pulse electromagnetic field very well. In bacterial infections, early infiltration of the affected tissue by white blood cells is followed by the arrival of T cells, which kills the bacteria. In this circumstance, eliminating of the T cells can delay or stop healing. Conversely, in trauma-induced injury, T cells are less important to the healing process and may be harmful if present for too long. In this case, eliminating of the T cells can minimize the unwanted effects of inflammation, accelerate healing, and reduce the risk of chronic inflammation and inflammatory diseases. In chronic inflammatory diseases such as rheumatoid arthritis, psoriasis, osteoarthritis, T cells support the persistence of the disease state and removing them would be favorable. Magnetic water remains a little. Research shows that pulse electromagnetic fields can induce and appropriate death of age. Chronic T lymphocytes by actions on T cell membranes and key enzymes in the cell. For example, pulse electromagnetic fields affect ion flow through specific cell membrane channels, like those for the sodium, potassium, and calcium, which positively affects these enzymes. Lymphocytic leukopenia, also known as lymphoid or lymphoblastoma leukemia, starts in the cells that become lymphocytes. Lymphoma are also cancers that start in the cells. The main difference between lymphocytic leukemias and lymphomas is that in leukemia, the cell cancer cell is mainly in the bone marrow and blood, while in lymphoma, it tends to be in the lymph nodes and other tissues. Once the tissue area starts detoxifying, the thermal benefits of pulse electromagnetic field can begin. As the blood in our body continually circulates, periodically it comes close to the pulse electromagnetic field placed on the skin above it. In this magnetic field, the ions in the blood become agitated and are attracted to the magnet. As a result, atomic particles begin to spin inside the cell is known as the Hall effect. The switch on causes the body to stimulate its own beta endorphin. Some doctors prefer only North Pole, whereas others prefer only the South Pole for treatment. This particular doctor, Davis, is an ardent supporter of single pole use in his treatment. His book, The Anatomy of Biomagnetism, states treatment indications. Detoxification is among the multiple benefits associated with pulse electromagnetic field. Through Dr. Bonley's years of research and experience, he has found that the increased negative magnetic field produced by magnetic fields assists your body in expelling environmental toxins. You will be amazed at the renewed energy and symptom relief you'll experience once your body is free of this environmental sludge. Most toxins have a positive charge. The increased negative energy from the pulse magnetic electrical field passes through all the cells of the body and therefore gets rid of that waste. In order for your body to expel most of these toxins, they must be filtered through your lymphatic system, passed through your liver and kidneys, and finally excreted through your urine. Magnetic water remains a little known treatment in the field of magnetic therapy. Plus, there is always much speculation as to the validity of the magnetized water. Despite this skepticism, magnetic water remains one of magnetic therapy's most powerful treatments. Many scientists and doctors prefer that it is impossible to magnetize water, that water quite simply cannot hold a magnetic charge. Our answer to this, people, is do a little more scientific research and you will find that all water in its natural state, oh no, pulse electromagnetic fields address impaired chemistry and thus the function of cells, which in turn improves health. Pulse electromagnetic fields deliver benefits, health-enhancing electromagnetic fields and frequency into the cells. Low-frequency pulses of even the weakest strength pass right through your body, penetrating every cell, tissue, organ, and even bone without being absorbed or altered. As they pass through, they stimulate most of the electrical and chemical processes in the tissue. Therapeutic pulse electromagnetic fields are specifically designed to positively support cellular energy, resulting in better cells. It's amazing just what goes on to do. With pulse electromagnetic field, it is important to remember that it is also necessary to drink at least 3 to 4 ounces glasses of water a day, which is required to flush your system of toxins. If you're still confused as to how magnetic pulse therapy works, consider this explanation by a couple of the researchers. By enveloping cancer cells with microscopic grains of ion iron oxide, the magnetic pulse will vibrate faster and faster until the cells overheat and die. No damage ensues to the surrounding healthy cells, and no potentially damaged radiation is used. This can be used to treat many types of cancers, maybe all of them, including lung and pancreatic cancer. If you heat cancer cells up to 43 degrees, which is 109 degrees Fahrenheit, they start to die. Our natural body temperature is 89.6 degrees. The technique that we are using, we are able to reach that threshold, says this particular researcher. And that, in a nutshell, is how pulsed electromagnetic fields can enter into an amazing array of questions that we have in our health field, society and all. So I would encourage each and every one of you to take a look at this a little more in depth and see how it just may help your conditions and stuff to work through. Get good results from stress, anxiety, depression, chronic pain, insomnia, chest pain, fatigue, headaches, osteoporosis, surgery, pain, inflammation, arthritis, tension, and many, many more. And what generally happens is these cells, red cells especially, when they become disoriented and all, they become what they call coin-like stacked. And what the pulsed electromagnetic field does is it disrupts that and puts it back into a regular cell arrangement, keeping everything flowing in the proper direction. So that was quite an interesting topic that we had today. And I thank everybody for tuning in. And we will see everyone next week at Get Healthy 100. And have a great day.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As top Democrats are demanding full access to Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report, Vice President Mike Pence, speaking at APEC, says,
"Make no mistake about it, my fellow Americans, this was a total vindication of the President of the United States and our campaign. And it should be welcomed by every American. And even if some Democrats want to spend more time on discredited allegations, the American people can be confident. The President and I are going to continue to focus where we always have, on the issues that are most important to our country, on a stronger and more prosperous America."
Iowa, Missouri, and Nebraska will be threatened with more flooding even as the deadly waters retreat in the Midwest. The National Weather Service believes icy tributaries in Montana and the Dakotas threaten more floods for weeks to come. Thousands of people in those states have been forced to evacuate. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Facebook Marketplace. Springtime has long been associated with the act of decluttering, and this year, there's no doubt that many people will try to spark joy by parting with the items they no longer need. But why just toss those items when you could make some serious cash selling them online? And while you're at it, you can source locally for something to refresh your space. Yvette Rios is a TV host, lifestyle expert, and writer.
Spring is the perfect time to sell seasonal items, and you can start spring cleaning in minutes using apps you already have on your phone, like Facebook Marketplace. Just snap a few photos, write a brief description, and name your price. You can also give your home a new look by refreshing your space with home decor and furniture sourced locally. Type in what you're looking for, tables, artwork, mirrors, and more, then narrow it down by price and what's nearest to you.
For more information on how to start selling and buying, visit facebook.com/marketplace.
If you compare the price of oil that was almost $60 a barrel earlier last week to what it was at Christmas time, around $42 a barrel, you begin to understand why you're paying more for gasoline at the pump. USA Radio Network's John Clemens explains.
Dan McTague of GasBuddy.com tells us gasoline is up to over $2.62 a gallon.
At $2.62 a gallon, we've actually seen gas prices move up over 8 cents a gallon, 8.3 cents to be specific, from this time last week. If you go to this time last month, gasoline was almost 23 cents a gallon cheaper.
McTague tells us gasoline may go even higher.
We're heading towards the potential, towards Memorial Day perhaps, of as much as $3 a gallon.
I'm John Clemens.
The American Academy of Pediatrics and American Heart Association cited the effects of too much sugar on obesity and other health problems like heart disease and diabetes. The group is calling for more beverages like milk and water on kids' menus and in vending machines. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The Powerball jackpot continues to rise. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Southern California Powerball ticket buyers were all making plans about what they were going to do if they won.
Go to Key West for a little bit.
Build my house.
But the $625 million fourth largest Powerball jackpot ever went unclaimed again. No one has won the big prize since December. The next drawing on Wednesday has an estimated value of $750 million before taxes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio Network's Wendy King has a rundown of the top weekend movies.
A spooky horror film is tops at the box office this past weekend. The movie Us, starring Jordan Peele, grossed $70 million. Captain Marvel is number...
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As top Democrats are demanding full access to Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report, Vice President Mike Pence, speaking at APEC, says,
"Make no mistake about it, my fellow Americans, this was a total vindication of the President of the United States and our campaign. And it should be welcomed by every American. And even if some Democrats want to spend more time on discredited allegations, the American people can be confident. The President and I are going to continue to focus where we always have, on the issues that are most important to our country, on a stronger and more prosperous America."
Iowa, Missouri, and Nebraska will be threatened with more flooding even as the deadly waters retreat in the Midwest. The National Weather Service believes icy tributaries in Montana and the Dakotas threaten more floods for weeks to come. Thousands of people in those states have been forced to evacuate. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Facebook Marketplace. Springtime has long been associated with the act of decluttering, and this year, there's no doubt that many people will try to spark joy by parting with the items they no longer need. But why just toss those items when you could make some serious cash selling them online? And while you're at it, you can source locally for something to refresh your space. Yvette Rios is a TV host, lifestyle expert, and writer.
Spring is the perfect time to sell seasonal items, and you can start spring cleaning in minutes using apps you already have on your phone, like Facebook Marketplace. Just snap a few photos, write a brief description, and name your price. You can also give your home a new look by refreshing your space with home decor and furniture sourced locally. Type in what you're looking for, tables, artwork, mirrors, and more, then narrow it down by price and what's nearest to you.
For more information on how to start selling and buying, visit facebook.com/marketplace.
If you compare the price of oil that was almost $60 a barrel earlier last week to what it was at Christmas time, around $42 a barrel, you begin to understand why you're paying more for gasoline at the pump. USA Radio Network's John Clemens explains.
Dan McTague of GasBuddy.com tells us gasoline is up to over $2.62 a gallon.
At $2.62 a gallon, we've actually seen gas prices move up over 8 cents a gallon, 8.3 cents to be specific, from this time last week. If you go to this time last month, gasoline was almost 23 cents a gallon cheaper.
McTagg tells us gasoline may go even higher.
We're heading towards the potential, towards Memorial Day perhaps, of as much as $3 a gallon.
I'm John Clemens.
The American Academy of Pediatrics and American Heart Association cited the effects of too much sugar on obesity and other health problems like heart disease and diabetes. The group is calling for more beverages like milk and water on kids' menus and in vending machines. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The Powerball jackpot continues to rise. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.